Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, helping to bring the program in with our theme song, No One Else by Gregory Stafford. Are you ready to rejuvenate? How many of you have done a rejuvenation, but maybe you consider it to have been a mini rejuvenation or a minor rejuvenation, a small rejuvenation, and you're saying, you know what? I need to do it again. Well, we're going to be talking about that today, especially for those of us who have not rejuvenated yet. Now, you know, I got to ask you, how do you rejuvenate? Is it a matter of getting a nice, relaxing massage? I know a lot of people would tell you that that massage can be kind of painful while you're in the process, as the masseuse is kind of digging into those muscles, pushing out toxins and all of that kind of stuff, loosening up where there's tightness. And then, of course, they'll tell you, all right, now when you get home, I want you to be sure you drink a lot of water. And a lot of you know why they say drink a lot of water after that thorough massage. As I mentioned, those toxins, poisons, and stuff like that have been massaged loose from those inner parts of your body, and they need to go somewhere other than remaining in your body. So we drink that water to push it on out of the system. Push that dirt, those toxins, those poisons right on out. And it may not be that comfortable during the massage, but how many of you have joined the ranks of people who have said, man, sometime later, I sure enough feel relaxed? How do you rejuvenate? Do you play a few games of pickup basketball? How do you rejuvenate? Sometimes we can get in that basketball. We can get in a game of golf. A lot of people rejuvenate by playing golf. And, of course, we have learned that golf can be pretty taxing on the body, too. It looks so simple, but it can be so taxing on the body. How many of you golf experts, golf pros, golfers can attest to the fact that golf can be fairly strenuous on the body? Twisting the back, twisting the wrists. But how about this part that a lot of people experience, even if they never experience those injuries? Walking all day while you play 18 holes. And not using the golf cart to get from point A to point B, from point B to point C, from point C to point D, until you finally get to the last hole. No, using your feet to get you from the first hole to the 18th hole. You're standing while everyone else is doing their thing. When it's your turn, you walk on up to the tee, tap that ball, whack that ball, whichever your shot calls for, and you keep doing that until you're finished. You will have spent some time on that course in the great outdoors, rejuvenating for you. How about a game of pool? Yeah, just shooting some pool. 2 games, 3 games, 5 games. How do you rejuvenate? Do you just sit down, get somewhere really, really quiet, and just listen to some good music? Do you play instruments, 1 or more instruments, and you really find yourself rejuvenated, especially once you get into the flow of it? You've been playing for 4 or 5 minutes, and let's just assume that you really are skilled at whatever instrument or instruments you play. And 5 minutes into it, and the notes are just flowing, your muscle memory's flowing, everything's just flowing, and it's becoming therapeutic for you to be playing the instruments. What rejuvenates you? A good swim? Maybe just hanging out at a body of water, whether it's a lake, a pond, an ocean, whatever it is, just hanging out at the body of water in your lounge chair with your cup of Kool-Aid, whatever you're drinking, and you're just enjoying the sounds of the water. You're just enjoying the beauty of the great outdoors. And after you've been out there an hour or two, you really feel rejuvenated. How about a barbecue, a grill out? You, your family, some close friends, you're out somewhere in the great outdoors, maybe even someone's backyard, and you're just grilling and eating and enjoying good company. Does that rejuvenate you? What rejuvenates you? Now, all of that can really, really be good. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All of that can do us a lot of good. But sometimes, I mentioned that beach, right? The ocean, rather. Some of you live by the ocean. Some of you have to travel 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 3 hours to get to an ocean. Sometimes it's not about the ocean. For some of you, it's about being in the mountains. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about now. Vacation time. There you go. Enjoying our friends is great. Doing the kind of work we enjoy is great. Being able to sit down and play a game of Scrabble or some dominoes with family and friends is great. But sometimes when we can pull it off, it is great show enough to get away, get away, get away. How many of you enjoy ministry? Yeah, I know a lot of you do. But I also know that a lot of you, in addition to enjoying ministry, recognize that ministry has its challenges. You need to take a break. You need to get away. How many of you enjoy your job? You do something other than ministry work, and you truly enjoy your job. But here's the thing, and the studies, the science prove it over and over and over. You need a break. You need to get away. So I would say, to the extent that we can, let's start saving some money. You know, maybe if you eat out a lot, and I say a lot, okay, maybe not a lot. Let's just put a number to it. Let's say if you eat out 6 to 8 times per month, what if you, and you don't really get away for a vacation because you consider it to be unaffordable? You just don't have the money. Maybe you have 2 or 3 children, and it's hard to come up with the money because things are so tight, so truly, truly tight, that it's hard to come up with a way to travel for a little while, 3 hours away, 6 hours away, spend 4, 5, 6 days someplace. Consider this. If you eat out 6, 7, 8 times per month, maybe 5 times per month, consider cutting that in half so that instead of, let's just say, instead of eating out 5 times per month, you eat out twice each month. You notice you're not completely cutting out unless you just want to go cold turkey and cut it all out. That's cool, too, if y'all can handle that. But if you even go from 6 or 7 per month to 4 times per month, go from 5 times per month to twice a month. And take that same money that you would have spent on those other eating out occasions and take that same amount of money and put it into a vacation account. You open it up and, you know, it might just be a savings account, you know, because there aren't going to be that many places where you go where they actually have a technical vacation account. But you know what it's for. So you open up a savings account. No checks related to it, no debit cards related to it. When you want to withdraw money, you got to go into the bank and do it from inside the bank. You can't pull out your debit card and use that account to put gas in the tank. You can't pull out that debit card to buy 1 or 2 more packs of meat to cook at the house. Nope, you don't have any debit cards. You don't have any checks. That is your vacation account. And every single month, let's just figure now, the last 13 months, the last 29 months, the last 38 months, you've been eating out 5 times per month. All right, every month, If you want to go twice, go twice. If you want to go zero times for the next year, go zero times. Maybe a little easier just cutting down instead of cutting out. But if you can cut out and you all are cool with that, do it. But those other, whatever number of days you don't eat out, take that same money you would have spent. Just get an average if you need to. Well, when we go to this restaurant, we normally spend approximately this amount. When we go to that restaurant, we normally spend about that amount. And consider the fast food as well as the dine-in. And take an average. And every single month, put that average into your vacation account. Now, you figure, if you spend, let's just say, I'm just going to pull a number out of the air. Let's just say you spend $50 each time you go out. And you go out, let's just say, again, five times per month. Well, you're talking about $250 each month. So if you knock that down to $100 that you're actually spending eating out, now you have $150 each month to just set aside. $150 each month. In 2 months, $300. In 3 months, you have $450. In 4 months, you have $600. Now, I know you're probably thinking about what can you do with that? I mean, what can you do with $600? You might want to consider saving up for 2 years before taking that first vacation. And then, and you figure now, in 6 months, how much will you have? $800. In 6 months, $800. In 12 months, $1,600. Now, my guess is you can do something with $1,600. Oh, yeah. Because remember now, you don't have to do a vacation that's just going to break the vacation account. You don't have to just go all out. But, you know, if you say, okay, $1,600, I'd want more than that. Okay. What about 18 months, saving up for 18 months or 22 months, and then that 24th month, you take that first vacation. Now, of course, that means you'll have to start over the next time, but you got something happening there. You got something going. And it can be so worth the money to do that vacation. If you can pull it off, if you can pull it off now, look at it as an investment. The money that you'd spend on that vacation, look at it as an investment. And remember, again, you don't have to go someplace or do something that's going to cost you $3,000, $2,000. Think it through and come up with something that will work for you. See what happens. Now, Psychology Today is letting us know that it really is important to take a vacation. In fact, they're saying that everyone needs a vacation, even now more than ever. And I got to tell you, I think I kind of agree with that. Let me tell you, the more stressful life becomes, for whatever the reasons, the more stressful life becomes, the more important it is that we take a vacation. So, when we come back, let's begin to take a look at some of the details of vacationing for the purpose now of rejuvenating.